Morning. So, like you heard in the introduction earlier, I'm a doctoral student in nutrition, and we do community nutrition, so like food access, food availability, food systems, and more like a qualitative research, getting those perceptions and community environmental things that may impact health behavior, as we heard earlier. But I was more interested in what some of the things that Don just talked about, right? Some of the more biochemistry, disease patterns, what exactly is going on. So I left my community nutrition lab and actually started working with the genetics lab where they look at prostate cancer disparities. We heard prostate cancer pathology has a large genetic component that's being studied right now. So this is my first merging of the work of looking at some nutritional things as in prostate cancer analysis. So I'm really excited about this project. I've kind of forged it on my own. My mentor does something different, so I'm really excited about this. Okay, so I'm Sparkle, and I'm here to tell you about my work on hyperlipidemia and prostate cancer in African American men. So first, I'll give you some background on prostate cancer and basic definitions of hyperlipidemia and prostate cancer. So prostate cancer, like we've been hearing, is abnormal cell growth of the glandular tissue of the prostate. And you can see the prostate is a walnut-sized organ that surrounds the urethra at the base of the bladder and is located in front of the rectum. And like we've been hearing today, prostate cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer among all men in the U.S. and the second leading cause of death, of cancer death of men in the U.S. However, African American men are 2 to 3 times more likely to develop prostate cancer than their European American counterparts. And African American men are 60% more likely to die from prostate cancer than their European American counterparts. So as we can see, prostate cancer has gotten the attention of the research community overall, also especially as a health disparity. But the etiology of prostate cancer is not fully understood, as it is complex and many factors contribute to it. As we heard earlier, behavioral as well as biological. What I'm going to be focused on in my study are factors of lipids, so that's cholesterol and triglycerides mainly. So those are the factors that I'll be centering on in this presentation. So what do we think might be going on with lipids? In cholesterol is critical for cell proliferation. As cholesterol plays an integral role in the cell membrane, it's very important to cell growth. So we thought that this might contribute to cancer pathology. Also, on a molecular level, you can see cholesterol has a steroid base. You see those cyclical structures as a steroid. It means it can be metabolized into many different sex hormones, which has been associated with tumorigenesis. You ever heard of a tumor being positive, estrogen-positive tumors, testosterone-positive tumors, right? So. Now, triglycerides takes on kind of a different mechanism, and we think of we're linking triglycerides to prostate cancer more in the way of a metabolic syndrome, metabolic disorder. So, for example, if you have excess weight, obese adipose tissue releases fatty acids into the bloodstream. An elevated level of fatty acids can disrupt insulin receptors, leading to insulin resistance. And an elevated level of insulin serum in the blood has been associated with prostate cancer risk. So, taken together, there's nothing inherently wrong with cholesterol or triglycerides, right? You can have some in the blood, both are important to function. It's an imbalance when you have too much, and this has been known as hyperlipidemia. So, a definition, hyperlipidemia is just what it sounds like. It's too much lipids in the blood, too much fat in the blood, right? So, and those can be cholesterol and triglycerides. So if I can draw your attention to the illustration, if you look at the top picture, I'm showing a blood vessel with healthy cholesterol levels, and you can see it has triglycerides and cholesterol. Then the bottom picture is depicting hyperlipidemia, in which there's an increased levels of lipids, right? So you can see an increased level of triglycerides, also cholesterol. You can see a lot of low density lipoprotein cholesterol, especially, which has been associated with a negative outcome, and a not so many high density lipoproteins will actually clear lipids out of the blood, right? So in this study, I define hypercholesterolemia as cholesterol serum levels over 240 milligrams, hypertriglyceridemia as triglyceride levels over 200 milligrams, and we define hyperlipidemia as having one or more of the above lipid disorders. Okay, so elevated cholesterol has been associated with increased prostate cancer risk. Cholesterol accumulation in prostate tumor tissue has been observed. And statin use, which is a cholesterol-lowering drug, if you heard of statin use, probably many of you have heard of it, has been associated with decreased cancer risk. And then metabolic syndrome has been associated with prostate cancer risk. And this is in the way of insulin resistance, I spoke about earlier. And then elevated triglycerides have been associated with prostate cancer risk. So in this study, we really aim to answer two questions. The first question is hyperlipidemia positively associated with prostate cancer in African American men? And if so, is that positive association between hyperlipidemia and aggressive prostate cancer in African American men? So what we did is a secondary analysis of a case control study in African American men. We had 250 men. I had the data on my laptop and analyzed it. Okay, this data was collected from a sample of men out of Howard University in Washington, D.C., the urology division. And what happened there is the trained recruiters came in and conducted in-person interviews where they got medical and social information. And most importantly, they collected blood samples so that we can analyze the lipid serum levels in the blood. And I actually got a chance to work in the genetics lab while doing, not as a part of this data, but, you know, just in my studies. And it really looks like that. So I didn't get the picture from the lab. I got it from Google. But it looks just like that when people have a lot of lipids in their blood. All right, I use SPSS to conduct an unconditional binary logistic regression to observe the relationship between hyperlipidemia and prostate cancer. We adjusted for variables in the full model, such as age, obesity, family history of obesity, and we also added alcohol use and income. So here our main exposure of the lipids. We looked at hypercholesterolemia as a single predictor in the full model. We also looked at hypertriglyceridemia as a single predictor. And then we looked at hyperlipidemia as a combination in the full model. Okay, so in my results, I'll start off with some demographic factors, sample characteristics. The men were older. I won't say old. They were older. So they're around 65 as a prostate cancer is a disease of age. They were uniformly overweight with a BMI of about 28-27. And the PSA, and the prostate-specific antigen we heard about earlier, was, of course, significantly greater in the cases, the indicator for prostate inflammation. And within the cases, we actually had a significant amount of men who had aggressive prostate cancer. You can see about half the men had a Gleason score equal to 7 or above 7, which Gleason score is a test in which you can grade the aggressiveness of the cancer. Okay, so I'd like to draw your attention to some of the social variables that we thought were interesting, and someone saw this earlier. Men with a lower income, income was a predictor of prostate cancer in the study. Men with a lower income, under 60,000, had an increased likelihood of being a case. And then, interestingly, with alcohol use, we just did binary variables. So this is yes, no, you drank alcohol or not. And people who drunk actually has showed a protective effect. Now, this is just a chi-squared analysis, but we in the regression model, alcohol use showed a protective effect with being a prostate cancer case. We weren't really surprised by this, just because we didn't get information on the type of alcohol and the amount of alcohol. And there is evidence to suggest that alcohol, such as red wine, has anti-cancer properties. So now looking at some of the lipid characteristics, when we compare cases to control, you have the HDL levels. These things are pretty much comparable. We did notice that the cases had a lower cholesterol. We thought that was interesting. And also I draw your attention to the hypertriglyceridemia, which was higher in the cases. And you can remember that for later. Lastly, in the chi-squared analysis, we did see hyperlipidemia as a yes-no variable emerge as significant in the cases. Okay, so I'll just go over our significant results, lastly. Like I said, the last thing I showed you was the chi-squared analysis. This is now the binary regression. So hyperlipidemia was significant with over 70% of the cases had hyperlipidemia, or increased odds of 70%, and that was in the unadjusted model. That it followed, it was approaching significance in the adjusted model as well. And then hypertriglyceridemia, this was interesting. We saw in the adjusted model that 2.1 odds, increased odds of prostate cancer. And then we also looked at an interaction variables between the lipid exposure and obesity, and we saw a significant odd ratio, and here's an illustration. So you can see, if you look at the green line on the plot, you can see if you were obese and you had hyperlipidemia, really a significant increase in the prostate cancer frequency. And so we thought that was interesting. And lastly, within the cases, again, hypertriglyceridemia showed a significant association with aggressive disease, and that was in the unadjusted, and it got stronger in the adjusted model. Oh, I'm going to skip that. So lastly, we saw no associations with hypercholesterolemia. So in conclusion, although our sample size was low, had a sample size of about 250 men, we thought that this study did add to the recent evidence that hyperlipidemia and hypertriglyceridemia are possibly associated with prostate cancer in African American men. It may be able to explain some what's going on here as far as prostate cancer disparity in etiology. So we warrant for further research on that. And some discussion points, or that we did not have information on statin use or other comorbidities. So we thought that that might explain why we didn't see anything with hypercholesterolemia. This data was collected in 2000 and 2004. I think statin use was really happening like around maybe the late 90s. So maybe 15%, upwards of 15% of this population could have been using statin. The positive associations we saw with elevated triglycerides were really interesting, and we thought it might have pointed to lifestyle factors such as dietary factors, just because cholesterol is made so much endogenously, right? So your body needs cholesterol, it makes it all the time, not so much with triglycerides. That's pretty much triglycerides. You'll get it from outside sources, dietary intake. So we're thinking that that those associations may point to some more environmental things. And for future directions, this was a logistic study where we used the cutoffs from American Heart Association, but we can go back and see if we see any linear relationships in future. And with that, I'll end. Thank you.